بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والدماء سبب الله سبحانه وتعالى وحفظ الشيطان أن ترضي إن بفضي لغن سجود الصحيح القرآن. In the beginning portion of this juz is still the ending part of the surah which we mentioned about last night. And in there is a portion wherein it is mentioned about three of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who remained behind with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one expedition. And how Allah ta'ala had dealt with them during that time just for staying behind and not going out in the path of Allah with Nabi alayhi sallam. We should inshallah try so. It's quite a lengthy story. So we should inshallah on our own time try and read through it. Oh, one day inshallah when we have time we will explain it inshallah.
What is holiday?
Tomorrow is
holiday. It's holiday, so
there's an ayah that Mawlana Ibrahim was hidden and trying to look for it and I can't find it. With regards to the people having different beliefs as far as the various Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned, yesterday one brother brought it to my attention and he said that I said, explaining about standing on the graveside of a disbeliever. It wasn't directly meant as only for a Christian person. It was meant for any person who have disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether he's Christian, Jew, or Hindu, or fire worship, whatever the case might be, atheist, whatever the case might be, the rule applies to all of them at once, not only to a specific group of people, if that did come across wrong. With regards to people having beliefs in different things, Allah Ta'ala mentions, like how we find how many billion people at this moment in time believe in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as to be God Himself, as they call it, right? Or part of the Trinity, right? Allah mentions, وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُهُمْ جَمِيعًا. On the day of Qiyamah, we will resurrect all of them, jami'a, all of them, each and everyone will be standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ نَقُولُ لِلَّذِينَ أَشْرَقُوا. Then we are going to say to those who have ascribed partners unto Allah, مَكَانَكُمْ. Stay on your place where you are standing now. أَنْتُمْ وَشُرَكَاءُكُمْ. You and those whom you used as to ascribe partners unto Allah. So a person worshipped a cow, he will be made to stand there, and the cow that he worshipped will also stand there. A person that worshipped the elephant, him and the elephant will also be present there. That person who worshipped Isa alayhi salam, who they say is Isa alayhi salam on the cross, he will be there. Isa alayhi salatu salam himself will be made to stand there. Makanakum, all of you on your place, wa shuraka'akum, and the one who you used as ascribing partners unto Allah. Fazayyalna baynahum. Allah says we're going to open up the matter between those who was worshipped and those who did the worship. وقال شركاؤهم, those who were worshipped will say, ما كنتم إيانا تعبدون, you didn't worship us. Those who worship Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he will be able to defend himself on Qiyamah to say that you didn't worship me. I didn't tell you to worship me, you didn't worship me. Imagine a man who went every Sunday in the church and he prayed to this thing. And on Qiyamah, that thing is going to tell him, sorry, you didn't worship me. I didn't tell you to worship me. فَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ. Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient as a witness between us and them. Allah is the one who will bear witness to say that. You worshipped who you said was Isa alayhi salam, and he himself is saying he didn't tell you to worship. And when you did worship him, I was witness to see that he didn't tell you to worship. Imagine your whole life who is that like that, in that little bit of time. May Allah save us. Allah says, هُنَالِكَ تَبْلُو كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا أَسْلَفَتْ. Every person will be so despondent because of what he had done at that time. وَرُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ. They will then be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the true owner of everything. وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. And everything which they manufactured, يَفْتَرُونَ is manufactured, which they brought about. All of that is going to be lost and it is going to be gone. قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the one that is giving you sustenance from the heavens and on the earth? أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Who is the one who holds the power of your hearing and your sight? وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Who brings out a living thing from something which is dead? وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And who takes out a dead thing from a living? وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. Who is the one that makes the entire system run meticulously? فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ. All of them is going to give an answer that only Allah did. لا إله إلا الله. We can say it now. فَقُلْ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't you fear Allah? أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Don't you fear Allah? فَذَلِكُمُ اللَّهُ رَبُّكُمُ الْحَقِّ. That is your true Lord. فَمَاذَا بَعْدَ الْحَقِّ إِلَّا الضَّلَالِ. Remember that after the truth, the only thing that is left is darkness. فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ. Why are you still wasting time and going around looking for this and for that? The answer is there. كَذَلِكَ حَقَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Likewise, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been set upon those who openly transgress. Remember we explained about open transgressions. عَلَى الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا. Upon those who openly transgress, أَنَّهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. That they will not be given iman. They will never wholeheartedly submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end of the juz, Allah ta'ala mentions about some of the anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam again. Allah mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Harun alayhi salam. I know some of the guys are getting restless already, but just to bring a point that I mentioned a few nights ago. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى وَأَخِيهِ. We revealed unto Musa and his brother, أَنْ تَبَوَّآ لِقَوْمِكُمَا بِمِصْرَ بُيُوتًا. That build for your people, for your nation, some houses in Misr. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَ. And make your house the Qibla. Make your house the Qibla. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish Salat. Salat was the same. Qibla is the same. Qibla is not from the time of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? This is the point that we've been trying to bring across. So Allah says, build houses for the people in Misr. Right, I don't know what's going to happen when the Jews will find out Musa alayhi salam have a house in Misr, they're going to bomb Cairo. But Allah says, build for them houses, and your house, make that house a Qibla. وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ Qibla. Make your house a Qibla. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. And establish Salah. Understand? So Salat was the same. Qibla is the same. Everything was the same. The difference was a direction. The Muslims ourselves didn't all the time face Kaaba. Kaaba is a direction. But we didn't all the time face the Kaaba. We first faced Masjidul Aqsa. قَدَ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we see you looking time and time towards the sky. فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا. We are going to change the Qibla to that which you like. Qibla was changed according to the like of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to the desire of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Understand? Now turn your face towards Masjidul Haram. And that happened in Masjidul Qiblatain. Those who had gone to Madina Munawwar, that was where that verse of the Quran was revealed. And then it was either during the Salat, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then turned, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala and whom followed Nabi alayhi salam in turning, and then they faced Masjidul Haram from there on. So, respected elders and friends, the belief of this ummah and the belief of the ummah before us was the same. No difference. Allah be with you. We need to do collection for the security people. I think our bill is 3,500 today. So, inshallah, all the brothers can bring you whatever amount you are able to give towards and give to the Paila. And from tomorrow, inshallah, we will. I'm sure everybody knows the Paila. Right. We will give the money to him. And inshallah, from here, we will get an update from him as to how much we have of the 3,500. Until inshallah we are finished with that amount, but we are not going to try and drag it for a long time. So as quick as possible, inshallah, let us try and fill it. Now I do. And Ramadan. And Adai. Fardi. شهر رمضان. هذه سنة. الله تعالى.